Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are just gathering information today.
Soaking it up like a sponge.
And let's talk to our man HD. This is Harry Douglas, guys. Played with our Falcons, obviously. You hear him on the pre- and post-game shows here for 92.9 The Game during the season. He's doing a variety of other work in and around broadcasting now. But Harry, when we heard that Arthur Smith was close, and then this morning that the job had been offered, then we had to wait all day until it became official. Now that it is, what do you know about Arthur Smith, and what can you tell Falcon fans about him?
I know a lot about Arthur Smith. He was in Tennessee while I was there, and first of all, I want to tell y'all that he is one of the most hardworking people, human beings I've ever been around. He was always in early. He was always staying late. He was always doing what he had to do. And I told this story the other day. I remember one time when he was over the scout team, right? Mm-hmm. And he was trying to get the scout team offense to run things the correct way for the defense. And I remember him getting on the guys, and not in a derogatory way, but letting them know, listen, our defense can't have a good outing on Sunday if you guys don't give them the best look right now. And just seeing Art in that manner, in that facet of coaching, and letting those guys know that they had to go 100% no matter what, so the team can get the best look, so the team can be best on Sunday, was just remarkable to me. And you look at the two places that this offense struggled last year for the Falcons, right? It was red zone,
right,
and it was rushing the football.
Mm-hmm.
Two things I know Arthur Smith is going to do correctly. Now, it's a lot of things that he does right, but two things I know that's going to be right is running the football in red zone offense.
It's great to hear.
I thought it was a great hire, and I've seen Art work from the bottom all the way up, literally from the bottom all the way up. Never complained, always worked hard, always put his hard hat on, always brought his lunch pail, and was ready to work every single day. And he still is like that to this day.
It is Harry Dog. Harry Douglas with his guys, who again played up in Tennessee after his career here with the Falcons, and he knows the dude. That's why we're trying to get more information. I mean, a lot of guys looking at Harry, well, he's just, shit, he's got a Derrick Henry. Well, we're going to have to make a commitment. How high do the Falcons have to go? Do you feel, since we're picking so high, we can get super quality at the second round and have the kind of running back that can do the things with the balanced attack we'll need?
Well, when you look at the running back position now, right, how many backs who are starting the league actually went in the first round? Derrick Henry didn't even go in the first round. Derrick Henry went in the second round.
Right.
So people have to remember that, right? And you can find a good, solid back, but it's all about fit. What running back fits your offense, right? What receiver fits your offense? What O-line fits your offense? And Arthur Smith coming in, they're going to have to find a running back that fits his offense, fits his scheme, so they can get that show on the road. And I think you can do that. We see teams do it in free agency. So they can't just get caught up in, okay, we got to choose a guy in the first round, the second round. There's great running backs in the third round. Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer, right? What round did Terrell Davis go in?
Like six.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
If sixth round, if not a free agent. So
right.
You got to remember, guys, you can find running backs, especially nowadays, at any point in the draft or free agency.
How does he help make Matt better? Obviously, the two things you hit on to start this conversation are huge. But
yep.
Ryan Tannehill was efficient. He didn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
How does Arthur Smith help Matt Ryan in that area?
And I'll say this, Carl. You look at Ryan Tannehill, right? Everybody thought his career was over. He's a backup.
Yep.
Right. Next thing you know, he gets the job, and his career is revitalized. He's a $100 million man now. And part of that, a lot of that had to do with Arthur Smith, right? He does a great job of drawing up things. He does a great job of dictating what he wants the defense to play. He does a great job of just drawing up things. And you look at Art, right? Art started out with at the time, the Redskins, but now it's the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. He's been in Tennessee for a while. He's had an opportunity to be around a magnitude of head coaches and a magnitude of schemes to be able to take pieces from each one of them, right? Take pieces from each one of them, soak up as much knowledge as possible, and integrate it to his own to make it best fit for his style. And I just think he's an unbelievable guy. I obviously know him, and I know how hard he works. I know how hard he cares, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people can work hard, but when you care and you work hard, that says a lot. But I think he's going to be very vital to Matt Ryan and Julio and Ridley and Russell Gage and getting those guys the football and getting Matt to be efficient, right? You don't have to throw the ball 40 and 50 times if you're mm-hmm. efficient doing it. And that's what he had Ryan Tannehill doing.
It is Harry Douglas. You recognize the voice, guys, here, of course, pre and post with the Falcons right here on 92.9 The Game. And that's the thing, Harry. We have balance. You know, 16, you had a 1,000-yard year with Free, and obviously we had Tevin, and it was a great combination. Sark got the most out of it. But the Michael Turner years, I think people think it's going to be like Michael Turner, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. No, it just the balance has been missing in this offense, and that will make Matt Ryan and Julio better because they're not going anywhere, so let's get something out of them.
And especially for what the Falcons have been wanting to do on offense the last few years is that if you're a play-action team, which Arthur Smith is going to bring here, right? How are you going to play run play-action and sell the run if the run is not efficient, right? That's just like saying I want to go to the bubblegum machine and get a piece of bubblegum, but I don't have a quarter to put in the bubblegum machine. So the two go hand in hand.
They absolutely do.
Hey, by the way, Carl, can I follow up real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
You believe in Hennessy at center because the left side of the line is going to have to be retooled a little bit, won't it?
Well, I'll say this. I think the last two games was very important for him. It was very important for him to get thrown into that fire, very important for him to get thrown into that heat with them big dogs, right? So now this offseason, he understands he's going to watch those two games over and over and over again and understand where he needs to be, understand that his play has to be brought to another level. And there was no two better weeks to do it than against a Chris Jones, against a Ndamukong Suh, right? So I think he's going to work extremely hard and understand that the position that he's going to be playing at center is going to be very key and vital to that offense because Arthur Smith had a guy that I love very dearly that played center for them named Ben Jones. Ben Jones played at the University of Georgia. Ben Jones walked pregame barefoot no matter how hot or cold it was before game. And Ben Jones was just 100% dog now, 100% dog. That's why he's one of my favorite teammates of all time. And Matt Hennessy has to be that for this offensive line. He has to be able to take control, be able to direct that offensive line, even though he's coming into a second year. So those guys can be on one accord.
Harry Douglas, our guest, guys. Again, we're giving you as much information as we possibly can. We talked to Jim Wyatt. We talked to our buddy Paul Kaharsky, who you'll hear coming up. Harry played for Arthur Smith and has a real feel for him. As we make this transition now to this new regime and what he's going to bring, we're just trying to give you as much as we possibly can. And a lot, you know, we're going to learn a lot as time goes on, but it's good to have some kind of foundation. What about player relationships? We always talk about X's and O's. I know you said that he works hard and you know, he cares. What about his player relationships and how do you think that plays out? Was he well-liked with players? I mean, there's one thing for a guy who does his job, but then we always mm-hmm. hear, you know, all right, what do guys think about him behind the scenes?
They love him, man. They love him. You've seen him after they beat the Houston Texans, right, in the locker room with Derrick Henry, taking pictures with Derrick Henry and congratulating him on his 2,000-yard season. Art is love, and what I mean love by everyone, that's players, that's other coaches, that's staff around the building. He just has a way with people, and he knows how to deal with people. And in this business, if you're not good with people, he wouldn't be in the position right now being hired as the next Falcons head coach.
Right. And again, Harry, we're going to find out, you know, how everybody deals with the media differently. I mean, you know, you think about like Mike Smith. Smitty was a low-key guy. We had Smitty on 2 days ago. And he's such a good dude.
I actually talked to him 2 days ago, too, as well.
I mean, but like I said, we didn't know who Smitty was. I know, like, everybody in this world we live in with social media, everyone wants to crap on it. This guy will find his own voice. But personally, I don't know about you, Harry. As long as the guy's in the locker room digging, I don't give a crap how it sounds, you know, talking to the media.
And this was the most important, though. Like, right? What do – I'm going to put myself in Arthur Smith's shoes. What do my players think of me? Do my players love me? Do my players want to be around me? Can my players come to me about any and everything? And can they knock on my door and tell me anything? And that's the kind of person Arthur Smith is. That's the kind of person Arthur – that's the kind of family the Smith family is. Not just Art. His entire family is like that.
Well, Harry, we know you're taking some time out of your busy schedule to jump on with this, man. We really appreciate you, brother. It's interesting. You know, as I said to Falcon fans, it's an exciting time because there's always hope, right, when you start anew. And that's kind of where we are right now. And he's coming from a situation where if I take their offense, what we've had here recently, we'd be in the playoffs. That's been our issue.
So, oh, right? Yes.
So let's see what happens, man. Harry, thanks so much for jumping on with us, brother.
No problem, guys. Thank y'all for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.